Hey y'all, welcome to our first official podcast. I'm so excited. This is our first official episode. We're titling it Hitting Reset. We're going to be talking about just how to get into the work week and how to reset and different tips on how to get your work week started. So I'm here with Jen. How are you doing today?
Hey, I'm doing good. I'm excited to finally be doing our episode together.
I know it's been it's something that I've been planning and wanted to do a podcast, and then you hit me up, so I was like, yep, let's make it happen.
I wanted to share with you, I know we haven't pretty much talked this weekend, but I know you did hit me up when I was down in North Carolina. I finally made my way back home, and it was a lot of fun. I went down there from Friday and I came back Monday, and I was actually going to come back last night so that I could have this whole day to reset, but since Angel is off, my boyfriend, since he's off, he said no, let's just stay until Monday so we can spend more time with your family, and then I'll help you cook and mop and all the other things I usually do so that you could get the whole week set out. So I that was really good for me. What about you? What did you do this weekend?
Well, I had Mello's birthday party. Mello is my dog, for you guys that don't know, but he's a big baby. He turns 5 tomorrow. So he had a big party on Saturday, and he had 2 dog friends that came. He had ice cream, hats, party hats, the whole 9. Y'all, my dog is my child. Jennifer has an actual child, but I don't have any kids. So Mello is my child. But we had Mello's party. My aunt is actually opening a homeschool. So she had a welcome event where she had refreshments and just information about her initiative, starting her homeschool. So that was really exciting that she's, dreaming big and making it happen. Aww. So I was in Mebane and I came back and I really just chilled the rest of the weekend. I actually went to see the Batman movie on Sunday.
Oh, I hear it's so long.
Yeah, no, I went on Saturday and I was falling asleep on certain parts. It was a 3-hour movie.
Oh my God.
But it was really good. So I did that Saturday night and I kind of just chilled and relaxed on Sunday so I could get started for my work week. So I guess I wanted to share 2 wins that I had that I was able to start my work week by just relaxing on Sunday, and I'm actually winding down now with a glass of wine as we speak. So
white wine or red wine?
Red. So for my wine drinkers, it's Taylor Port. It's a kind of a semi-sweet red wine. It's really good. I only do sweet, but I can do semi-sweet, and my go-to is Stella Rosa. So I'm winding down with that. But my win for the week was just having a very productive Monday. I was able to reset on Sunday just by relaxing, not traveling too much, just getting everything done, clothes washed and everything. Cooking, I made some chili in the crock pot, so that I've been eating on that for 2 days. So just that was my win for the week, but just for the day to get my week started, was just being able to relax and get prepared for the work week and have a productive Monday.
So I think my win, and I know, my win obviously was going down to North Carolina, because it had been several weeks, and then there's nothing better than mom's home cooked meal. And I swear, I feel my mom is the best cook, best Mexican homemade food is just the best. And I'm just here for it. But it was definitely that, just spending time with my siblings. I was able to spend all Friday, Saturday, and Sunday with them. Usually they all have something going on random days. So we might be all together one day and then everybody kind of does their thing. But this time, we were all together. We had a bonfire, and then we went out for my sister's birthday, and it was just a really fun time. And then my other win, which was kind of like not emotional for me, but it was like super touching. I went into this drawer that I used to like, obviously at my mom's house, when I had graduated, and I don't know if you remember, Kayla, but we graduated like, well, not when we graduated, but before, like maybe a week before, like they have the graduation pictures, and like they take like a bunch of different shots, and then they like print out, or they, I forget if it got mailed or what, but I had like the sheet of like all the 8 different like headshots of me, one with what is it called? The hat thingy? What is it called? Yeah, that. And like, I had one where it's kind of like just like a black kind of top that has like a short, like a V cut, and like the A&T background. And I remember that my mom had only gotten like one of the smaller ones, because at the time, like we were like struggling. Like my dad had just passed, and so we were like really, really struggling to making ends meet. And I remember like just telling myself, well, I'll just keep the sheet for like, for memories, or like, you know, just to say that I have it, because I felt terrible. I didn't want to throw them away, but I also knew we couldn't afford a $60, like 8x10, you know, picture. And so I saw them, and I was like, oh my God, like what I would do right now to like be able to print one off, and, or like buy one and then like hang it up so that Emma could see, my 2-year-old daughter, so she could see that growing up. And like, I looked at it has a link. It had a little, not a link. It had a, like a little code, and it had the website. And I was like, what would be like the chances of me actually like finding these pictures? So I actually went online and I typed in the code, and sure enough, all 8 of those pictures were still there.
Gosh.
I know. And I graduated in 2017. So those pictures had been sitting there for like 4 years, like going on. 4 years. And I was like, oh my God. And I just got like, I didn't even think about it twice. Like, I remember that day I hadn't even planned on getting my pictures. And so my hair was all like bent out of shape. But I remember with the little hat, like you couldn't see like my uneven, like, what is it called in Spanish? It's partida. Like when, you know, when you put your hair and it doesn't look like all the way straight, it just looks like you woke up and you just, whatever. Like, well, the little hat thing, like it covered it. So, and I was like, oh, that one, I like that one. It has like the little like A&T logo in the back. And I ended up paying like $60 for it. And like, it's supposed to be getting here in like 4 to 6 weeks. But I was like, oh my God, I cannot wait to put this up. Like, I'm so glad that I kept the little sheet, and I thought it was just going to be memories, but it just brought memories of me, like with my family not being able to afford it, to now like being able to, and like having that picture so my daughter can see of like the sacrifices, and the, like, I can tell her about it now that little story of like really coming up after like a really hard time. So that's my win. I know that was kind of long.
Oh yeah. Well, thanks for sharing. I didn't know that. Like, that's awesome. Like, oh my gosh, I've just been reminiscing about how in May, it'll be four years since like I graduated. Like, I know you were a semester ahead of me, but like, it, like, it's just like, whoa, like 4 years, you know, wow. But that's amazing, like, that you were able to find those pictures and have that memory, and now that, you know, like, it was meant, like the chances that you had kept that, and then the link still worked and the pictures were still saved. It's just like it's kind of like this saying, like, pictures are worth, you know, worth it, like 1,000 words. Like, it's like the picture that you saved all those years, you know, it was worth it because you were able to still access it, if that makes sense, like to be able to print it and have that.
So, yeah, and it was honestly like, it was honestly forgotten. Like, you take those grad pics, I had completely forgotten that I took those graduation pictures. And then I just started like digging in drawers. I think I was actually cold, and I was like, I wonder if there's like a random like jacket in here. And I started opening them up, and then I saw like a folder, and it said NCAT. And like, I opened it up, and it had like my transcripts and like what's it called, the award letter that I, you know, I had been awarded. I think when you first sign on, I can't remember, I think it was like some kind of like incentive for joining, and or like, I don't even remember. I'm so like between work and school, like I forgot the lingo of school. Being admitted. There you go. Being admitted.
Yeah.
Being admitted into college and like A&T, I had that. And then I saw that and I was like, oh my God. But yeah, that was my win. I'm really happy and I can't wait till it comes in. Because that's a big accomplishment, like crossing that stage, like that's huge. And like, I mean, I would really want something to walk in at home and like, you know, being able to see, like, instead of me just, and I'm not even one to like talk about me having a degree, but like, you know, coming home and seeing that, like reminding myself that it was a really hard milestone that we achieved. So yeah, definitely. Yeah. I'm looking forward to having that picture.
Yeah, that's awesome. Well, guys, with all that being said, just our little wins of the week and just catching up, we're going to get into our episode, hitting reset. So, you know, as Jen was saying, just how we get into our work week, you know, for her, it may be traveling back and having, you know, the support to get the house clean. But I guess I can start with sharing my two things of how I, you know, kind of just reset my mind, reset, you know, my space to get ready for a productive week. You know, really for me starts on Sunday. I don't meal prep like I should, but I do clean and do laundry most of the time on Sunday. I may even start it on Saturday to just start my week with my weekend. So just cleaning, doing laundry, and then each night. So starting on Sunday and then each night of the week, I reset my space. So whether that's just putting the pillows back on the couch where they're supposed to be, putting my shoes back in the closet, hanging up my coats, like just resetting my whole space so that when I wake up on Monday morning, everything's in order and I'm not like going into my work week scrambled, you know, with just things all out of place. So that's one main thing.
Like tidying up your home, like tidying up.
Yes. So that's, that's one thing that I like am faithful to do every night. Even starting on Sunday with washing my clothes, just tidying up everything. And then that's really the main thing. Like I said, I should be meal prepping, but that will come. So I guess that's number one. And what is like another thing? Just, you know, clearing out when I do my clothes, cleaning up my closet a little bit, kind of getting my clothes ready for the next day. I would say that's one of the main things to get ready. So
yeah, I do that too. Oh, me? Okay. Well, I used to not be, or still don't feel like I am where I need to be as far as like hitting reset to get ready for the really long week ahead of me. Like, thank goodness I have Mondays off, but I work like as if I worked 5 days, because, you know, like I work Tuesday through Friday, but I work 2 p.m. to 2 a. So it doesn't really give me enough time during the week to make food for work. And I work, like, I think I've shared with you this already, Kayla, but like, it's considered a quote unquote closed campus at work. So we're not allowed to leave the building. So they have those little like vending machines where you can get those cold, crusty sandwiches. And I'm not about that. Like, I will do that if there's absolutely like, I completely forgot, or like I was running late and I didn't have time to get fast food, but I will get fast food before I go in and get that like $3 sandwiches, just cause like, I just can't. So I've been kind of forced into having to meal prep, because if I meal prep on Monday, like I can get, like I do Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, I'll meal prep for 3 days. And then the fourth day, I'll just buy food before I go in work and then just hope it still tastes good 5 or 6 hours later. But what I do, I know it sucks. Like if I go to like Chick-fil-A at 1:30 in the afternoon, if you try to reheat those fries, it just don't taste the same. Like, yeah, they just don't. No. So what I'll try to do is, like, I'll eat the fries, or if I get, like, a soup or whatever, like, I'll eat that. And then, like, the sandwich, I'll try to save it for later. But, like, something that, like, fries that I know won't taste right afterwards, like, I'll just go ahead and take a major L and just eat that first. And then the sandwich later, but I still hate, like, it doesn't taste right, like the sandwich without the fries. Yeah. But anyway, so I definitely have to meal prep on Mondays. If not, if I don't, then, like, on Tuesday or Wednesday, I'll, like, I haven't even opened my eyes yet. Like, I don't even remember what my name is. And I'm already freaking out about, like, okay, I have to wake up. I have 1 hour to do this. And I have 30 minutes to do this. And I need to spend 30 minutes with Emma. And, you know, I hate that. So I've learned the hard way of just taking time on Monday and just meal prepping. Yeah, I know it's a lot of work, but it pays off, because when I meal prep, I don't have to worry about that. It's like one thing less I have to worry about during the week. Yeah. So meal prepping is one thing I definitely learned to do once I started, like, working at a warehouse distribution center where I spend most of my week. But I also, what I do, and I've also learned to do, I'm not the best at sticking to it, and I always try to, but during the week, I have no time. So, like, on my Mondays, a big tip that I do for myself when I hit reset is to make a, like, write out on my calendar, like, I ordered a calendar, a planner, and, like, it's, like, broken down by the hour. And on Mondays, since I'm trying to be as productive as I can without being overwhelmed, I'll just kind of, like, make my time out, like, at 8 a.m, like, get up and make myself coffee, or I'll write out, like, tea, or, like, I always try to go ahead and, like, write down what I'm making for breakfast or brunch, because by that time it's probably brunch, but what I'm going to have for lunch. And then I'll write out the three, whatever meals that I'm going to do, plus whatever I'm going to eat on Monday. So that's what I do. And it seems to be pretty favorable for me. But it's definitely a work in progress, and something that I, like, write, like, I try to journal also, not necessarily to reset, but I feel like it does help me whenever it comes to Monday, because I kind of already, like, I feel like I hear myself when I'm writing, and it gives me clarity of, like, the things that I still have to do, or, like, how I'm feeling, and, like, I know how to cope with certain things. So, like, yeah, if I get homesick or something like that, I'll call my sister, or, you know, whatever it might be, like, schedule time to, like, FaceTime my mom, as silly as that might sound, because I feel like I just text her, and when I, like, see a face-to-face conversation, I just feel like I get, like, this little boost of energy. I'm like, okay, I'm good, like, I'll be fine. Yeah. But definitely, yeah, resetting. And then also, like, having a toddler running around is also kind of challenging to stick to your script. Like, you know, she might want to be doing something else, or, like, you know, I had planned to be doing this for an hour, but Emma needed this and this, so now I'm behind. So I try not to stick to it or be hard on myself if I don't, like, do everything. And then I also have a calendar out on my kitchen, and I kind of use it as a guide. Like, I'll look at it, like, if I have anything on Monday, like, Angel will drop something on there every now and then, and I'll kind of try to, like, plan around it, or if he knows he's getting out early, like, okay, well, let me try to get XYZ done so that by the time he gets home, like, everything is clean, or, you know, I just, you know, try to tidy up the place by the time he gets home, and he kind of lets me know, like, hey, I'm going to get off early. Like, if you want, I can mop the floor. You can just, you know, sweep or whatever, which we have the, what is it called? That one robot that kind of, like, cleans for yourself. I forget what it's called,
I don't know. I think it's like the automatic robot thing that zooms across the floor to clean for you.
That, and I forget what it's called, but it does wonders for me. Like, I can be cooking and it can be doing its own thing, but I always have to make sure that, like, there's no big, well, not by big, like, random socks sitting around, like Emma's socks, like Emma's random socks underneath the couch, or, like, I don't know, like a random toy, because then it'll stop, and then, like, I have to, like, do some maintenance to it, and that's no fun. So I'd rather try to be proactive, but But yeah, those are the two main things that I do definitely like plan out my days. Mm-hmm. And then for sure meal prep. If I meal prep, like I just have like this big weight off my chest. Like I can wake up Tuesday through Friday, like a lot more relaxed, just worry about making lunch and getting like Emma's like bag ready for her to go to her sitter. So yeah, that's pretty much what I've been doing. And it seems to be working well. But I don't know. I continuously want to keep learning and like exploring new ways. So, I mean, who knows, maybe in a couple months I'll be doing a different routine or a different tactic, but so far this seems to work good for me and my family.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, it definitely starts with getting into a routine, because for the longest I didn't realize that I hated routines. So I was like, always like, why can't I, you know, reset? Why can't I get myself together for the week? And it's because I realized it wasn't used to a routine. I just kind of went with the flow. And so once I started just, I was listening to this other podcast where the girl was saying, you can do anything in 15 minutes. So I started with 15 minutes. So I set a timer, and I even made like, kind of like you were saying, Jen, with organizing, like just putting stuff on your reminders or your calendar. So that, I guess that's another way that I kind of reset and get prepared, is by setting reminders. I have a reminder that goes off at, I believe like, oh, it's going off now at 9 o'clock, that saying reset, reminder, mm-hmm. reset. And then like tomorrow, create your budget. So just those reminders that go off on my phone. And then the thing about iPhones, they'll keep popping up until you do it. And so just setting 15 minutes to just stop what I'm doing, reset my space, you know, do whatever I need to do for the next day, definitely really helps me. So you guys heard it, like that's one tip, few tips, meal prepping, and then setting those reminders to stay organized. Because once you have something that kind of reminds you, well, like, you know, we're busy. So having a planner, having a calendar to put it in writing where you can visibly see it, because
yeah,
it's kind of like out of sight, out of mind. You, mm-hmm. if you don't see it, you have 10 billion other things that are going on where you're not thinking about it. So when you see it, or like me, the notification is popping on my phone to remind me, it's like, okay, hey, take 10 minutes, take 15 minutes. And you can even start small, like take 5 minutes just to load the dishwasher. Like for me, I have to like keep my dishwasher loaded, because if I wake up, you know, and there's dishes all in the sink, I just feel all out of place. Like, you know, my house is dirty and it can just be one dish in the sink. I'm like, okay, you know, take 2 seconds to add it to the dishwasher, or to, you know, load the dishwasher completely and go ahead and start it. So definitely, yeah. Definitely, you know, I've learned to organize, you know, my time, organize and prioritize things. And another thing that I do is just, you know, self-care. I have to get really a lot better with doing self-care. And that's kind of how I start my week, or even just daily things to get ready for the next day. Like for me, it's settling down, you know, in the evening, whether it's with self-care or doing a devotional, or just quieting, I don't know if that's a word, but just
like your mind.
Yes. Like, so kind of how you were saying with like journaling, like just, I even have a reminder to, reminders, y'all, have become my best friend. Like I have a reminder to, I forgot what I put, like word, kind of like word vomit, everything, mm-hmm. kind of like get everything out of my head. So I do it like every day. Oh, it's kind of brain dump at about 2 o'clock, because that's after lunchtime at work, where I just have to, like, I have so much on my mind, so I just go type in my notes or a journal, you know, just brain dump everything, you know, that I'm thinking about. Or like in the evenings, just, you know, journaling, writing out your plans for the next day, or whatever, however you journal. So yeah, it's definitely a challenge, but I can say once you find your routine and starting small and not giving yourself too many tasks to do. So kind of how you were saying, Jen, like your two things are meal prepping and your calendar. Just stick with that. Don't try to, you know, bombard yourself by saying, oh, meal prep isn't enough and doing my calendar isn't enough. You know, those that's been working for you, that's your routine. So stick with it. And like you said, maybe later down the road, add in another thing, but just be good with what works for you. So
yeah, for sure. And another, like, for me, thing that like, I didn't want to say it because I don't feel like I would be 100% honest, but I honest and like, I don't do it enough for me to claim that I do it, because those two things that I spoke to that I can like talk about forever, like it's something that I do that seems to be working for me. But one of those things that I feel like I've tried a couple times and it definitely does make a big impact is like learning to like put your phone away while you're choosing to be productive. Like today I was meal prepping and I had like a mountain, like I'm talking like Shenandoah Valley, like Shenandoah Valley full of dishes in my sink or on my sink. And I was like, oh my God, I just looked at it and I was like, I don't wanna. So I remember like I grabbed my phone and I was like, let me just go lay down in the guest room for like 10 minutes. So I went and like on my phone, like scrolling through Instagram or Facebook, like just honestly just wasting time. And I lay down in like the 10 minutes just sitting on, well, I was laying down for like 10 minutes. It turned into like almost 40 minutes and I didn't even realize. And I was like, oh my God. And then I caught myself like rushing. And then I was like, I just like lost 40 minutes and I was supposed to be like productive like this afternoon, because we ended up staying till Monday and you know I was like on a tight schedule and usually it's not like that, but I was just kind of like disappointed in myself. But you know, I try not to be hard on myself, but definitely told myself like, okay, I need to learn to put my phone down. So that would be definitely a big opportunity for hitting reset for me. I don't know about you, but it definitely a phone, like being like right there, like if I see it, like it pops up, like I get distracted.
Yeah. And I mean, like, yeah, that's definitely true. Like you can be like, oh, I'm just going to check this notification, or someone calls and then you look on the phone with someone for an hour, versus like just putting the phone away. Or if you're someone who likes to listen to music, play your music, but maybe play it on a laptop. And, you know, or if you like to just, it's convenient to play it on your phone, plugging it up to a speaker or something and putting it away. Or like, I know for a lot of my close friends, they, or just people I've talked to, they put their phone on do not disturb. So like when I do my devotionals, I have to put my phone on do not disturb. I haven't really been consistent with doing it. So that's just a, you know, tap on my hand to be more consistent with doing it. But when I do put my phone on do not disturb, you know, it cuts out the distractions and I can really get my time in and my quiet time and settle down with no distractions. So, I mean, like for me it can be hard, but like just starting small with like 10 minutes or 15 minutes, with doing certain things. And, I was going to say, I know we're wrapping up soon, but I was just going to say with, I guess with the phone thing, setting the timer for me works, because I can set my timer for 15 minutes. And when the timer goes off, I hear Emma in the back.
Sorry.
It's okay. But I just laughed because I heard her. But like for me, when I hear the timer go off, I'm like, okay, on to the next task, or on to just, you know, relaxing. Because you can kind of get discouraged. Like I used to try to do everything, you know, oh, I'm going to spend the whole day or spend 2 hours cleaning my closet or 2 hours getting prepared for the next day. And then you get discouraged because, you know, oh, you're like, oh, this takes too long. So just starting small is what helps for me by, you know, setting the timer. So it's like, okay, 15 minutes is done. I did what I was going to do, and on to the next thing. But I think that wraps up everything. Thank you guys for listening. Definitely tune in next week for our next episode. Stay tuned for what it will be. And be sure to like and subscribe to our podcast, Unlocking Us, download and leave us reviews. And we thank you guys for listening. Did you have any other in comments, Jen?
Yeah, I just wanted to share that if anyone else would like to chime in or have any other tips that they'd like to share with us on how to be more productive and hitting our reset button, definitely share with us and let us know. Or if you do any of these things that we do, please let us know as well.
Yeah, so we will see you guys next time. Be sure to like again, download and subscribe to our podcast. And we will see you guys next time. Bye. Adios.